Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is always, amen, to welcome you to Doctrine of Truth and to have from the grassroots levels, amen, your comments and our day-to-day living. Amen. All listeners, we share our biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject at this time, amen, why are God's grandparents God's hero? Why are grandparents God's heroes? Why are grandparents God's heroes? Father, we thank you, Lord. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst, according to Matthew's 18th chapter, 18 and 19 verses. Oh, Lord, we agree today, Lord, in this lesson tonight, wherever it might be heard, oh, God, that clarity will be brought forth as well as understanding. You say, get wisdom, all I getting, get understanding. And, Lord, we pray that be relief a lot of pressure and anxieties and hurts and pains, oh, God, will be loose. And we pray that, oh, God, all answers and sought after information will be given in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen and amen. We thank God for all of you as well, and we thank God for your listening in. I know many of you has come in. We see now all over the county and all over the different parts of the states, amen, to come in and set in. And hopefully in praying, amen, that you have a vision, a dream you like to share by being a parent. And now you are a grandparent, amen, from the biblical perspective. From the biblical perspective, amen, and there are many scriptures will be brought forth, and we will lay out some scriptures that we have and where we're going to start from, amen, concerning why. Amen. We call grandparents heroes. Why we call them heroes, and at the same time, there might be many more. I know there's many more. There are no such thing as one person have all the answers. There's no such thing as one person have all the information, the corner of all information. Amen. And when you begin to work, God's people, on Matthew 7 and 7, amen, we are great researchers. You should be dynamic researchers. Bible says, seek and you'll find, amen. And I find it on this subject, I found that on the website, there's tremendous amount of information, all different type of websites, amen, that have been set up regarding, amen, grandparents' information. Amen. So there's a great need. What we are desiring to do at this time is discuss from the area of Christianity, amen, the godly men and women now that are going through these situations, and we hope they can be a tremendous help to you. Looking at first, before we give you some insight, before you can become a grandparent, amen, to have a background, it comes from being a parent first, in some way, some shape or form, you have taken care of children. And according to the Bible, taking it from Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and we're going to be looking at Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, in the 20th verse. And also Deuteronomy 21:19. Be some other areas. Proverbs 22:6. This is pertaining to apparent duties. Apparent duties. Amen. Then you get some background, more understanding about a parent. Amen. Deuteronomy 6 talks about Amen. You should teach them diligently to your children, and talk, and shall talk to them when they are, when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise and up. It's talking about the Ten Commandments. We're talking about the Ten Commandments. Amen. The earlier part of the God given to Moses concerning the Ten Commandments. Amen. Also, same chapter of Deuteronomy, the 20 verse. And he said, and when their son asked thee in time to come, saying, what meaneth the testimony and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Amen. Concerning teaching, parents have a duty to teach God. Teach God, children, teach his child the commandments of God. That's his duty. Amen. When he's rising up, when he's laying down, when he's walking around, he begin to show God's duties. Begin to show God's duties. Now, Joshua 22 and 27 says, but that if it may be a witness between you and us and your generation, and our generation after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your descendants may say to our descendants in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 22 and 6, he train up a child in which he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. So a parent's job is to train children. Train their children. Amen. The parent's job. Now, once the parent knows how the job is, know what's involved, and what we have now, because of the fact that so much sin in the world, and we are in the last days. We are in the days of Noah and Lot, and this all is coming up. Amen. And we want to come now on this side of heaven, amen, to bring it forth what's happening now. What's happening now? And the things that are happening now upon the earth, there are some extra duties now has been come up, amen, involving the child of God. And not only the child of God, but as well as the grandparents. Amen. There are things that are coming up, temptations that are coming up, that wasn't here when many of us that was born in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, amen, sometimes even the 70s, and their children now, they're going through some things that that you didn't see, you didn't understand, amen. They have so much modernization now. Things are easy for them to get involved into. So now if the duty of a grandparent, sometimes they have to take up the position of holding a child care in their home. They help the children out. Sometimes they have to take a position, amen, of sharing their monies to help the home of the child, of their child, amen. So the grandparents, they're not necessarily putting their retirement to the side, but they see. Amen, because of sin and because of the temptation and because of the economy, amen, God gave them the insight. God gave them a mission. Grandparents have a mission. Grandparents have a mission. Their mission, the same thing what Jesus said earlier, amen, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you notice in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the book of Acts, and it says, many that believe, be baptized, that the power and the Holy Spirit of the Holy Spirit is for you and your children. So the children, God has given the power and the anointing for the children to be forgiven of their sins. Amen. Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. The 39th verse, for the promise is unto you and your children. So we can't leave the children out. We cannot leave the children out. Amen. And leaving with the TV, leaving with the iPad, leaving with the iPhone and the cartoons. No. There's an enemy. The enemy is plotting, amen, to destroy the young generation. Amen. They destroy the young generation, amen, that is coming up more wickeder and wiser than the other generation. Godly people has to step in. And these godly people are the soldiers of the cross known as grandparents. You are the grandparents. The grandparents, we know the work of the enemy. We have seen the work of the enemy as they was coming up. We're coming up to down through the years. We know the tactics. It's the same old situation. Amen. I always say it's the same old hamburger, but they maybe have different bread and different kind of dressing, but it's the same old hamburger. Amen. It's still the same sin. Sin is sin. It's dressed up one way and dressed up that way, but when all is over, amen, it's sin. And parents that have the experience of living in life, amen, you have a mission. You have a mission. Amen. And God have not thrown you away. Your dreams are not lost. Amen. But as it might be that you might have to be a guardian for about 5 years, help effort, that helping with the grandchildren, might be 6 years, 8 years, 9 years, amen, but it's going to be great rewarding to you, amen, as you stand strong, amen, with the body of Christ and have the church come in. That's why it's great to have a church home. A church home can come in, amen, and those that today, young people need, some don't have a place to stay. They don't have a place to stay. Sometimes they don't have food. They don't have clothing. Amen. So let us not be selfish. You can't be selfish in this respect. God sees the grandparents. He knows who you are, and you're not alone. All right, if we go, if you notice here, if you have after time is over, and you can share what you have found. You can go to the web, and there's some of the websites I have found. Going to the web on www.grandparents.com. You go to the web and be surprised. There's so many websites, over 500 or 600 websites. Amen. Some about helping financials. Amen. Some about information of how that you can help entertain them, how you can help educate the children. This is for the grandparents. Grandparents, they have grandparents clubs, amen. They have so there's some www.grandparentschildconnect.com. Those that grandparents want trying, they have fall, their children have fallen into child services, and they want to find out how to connect to see the child, amen. So there's grandparents. www.grandparently.com. Amen. So if you go onto the website and you put in grandparents, you'd be surprised. Amen. For one, like you say, I was surprised a couple of years ago. I was going to follow up on it. Then it came back to me about grandparents. Amen. Because I am a grandparent. Amen. But there are many things that grandparents, you're not alone. Number one. Number two, that's your mission. Your mission. You cannot abandon the children. You cannot abandon the work. Amen. The church is like a guardian of all the parents, the seniors. Amen. The seniors, we matter. We matter. Amen. The children matter. So the enemy wants to destroy the home. He's out there working in the home. and he tears the home up, separate the husband and the wife, amen, separate the single parent from her children, the child going to fall in an area, child going to fall in the child services, or is going to fall, amen, one of the relatives. And many times it's grandma. Grandma got the child, amen, she home, she doing all her sacrificing, amen. A grandpa, he has a child, amen. But the little child grow up, the next 5 or 6 years, he might be up and gone, amen. He might be up and gone. But the enemy want to say to the grandparents, amen, that your life now that you plan, your life now in vacation and retirement, all that that you plan, now is over. It's not over. It's not over. That's a lie, because of the fact that, amen, is one of the wonderful things you see, just like a child, if you tramp a child and where they should go, you don't know. It might be a Joshua. You don't know. It might be a David. You don't know what that child God got, that great, great prophet, great president. Amen. You don't know. It might be another lady president. You don't know. Amen. The enemy wants to destroy this generation. So the grandparents, you are the hidden heroes. You are the one making sacrifices, but God see you. God see you. And this is what this program is about. And there's so many ways we can go with it. Amen. There's so much information out there. You go to your computer, have some of your young people. Amen. They're high tech. They're bone, almost bone high tech. Amen. And they can bring up some things. Bring up some things, but you're not alone. Don't let the enemy isolate. Grandma, don't let the enemy isolate you. Amen. Because you don't know how to text. Amen. You don't know how to. The library is one of the biggest supporters of information. Amen. You go down to the library, amen, and go on there, ask for your senior citizen discount. Amen. And walk in and with your head up high, grandpa, and to talk with them. Hey, there might be some veterans out there. Amen. Utilize what you have. Utilize what you have. If you go out with Jesus, say, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world, he'll make ways with you. He'll make ways for you. So in all cases, amen, prayer will lift you up above it. Amen. God will uplift you. Amen. God would uplift you, and he can, through prayer, amen, ask him for the strength and insight, amen. He will give it to you, the strength and insight about your situation. All grandparents have different situations, amen. They have all different I was talking to one recently, and, you know, we were talking about he'd go to his after school care and pick up his grandchild, and almost everybody there is grandparents picking them up. Amen. Sometimes grandparents take them to school, some areas. Amen. So there's always situations, regardless of what the parent is. But look at the long run. Look at the future. Amen. You don't know what that child going to be in the future. Number two, you don't know, amen, what support they're going to be with you. Because our grandparents themselves, where sometimes they think older people don't matter, the young generation, they're up and running. But godly generation, the godly Christian, God got us here on mission. Your mission is not over, amen. Once you, God bless you, amen, in the ministry, maybe you're going on to different levels of ministry. Amen. There's always different levels of ministry, amen, in Christ, wherever you might be. All right, I know we're going to have a lot of, I see the grandparents lit up the phone, lit up the studio now, and I know we're going to have some good comments to help one another. Amen. And we want to see right now we have an 850. Last four digits is 2337. God bless you on the air, 850-2337, the last four digits. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. How y'all doing?
All right, good to see you again. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. It's wonderful. You know, I sit right here and I listen to what you were saying, and it's so true. I watched my mother, though she's gone on to glory, and I watched her take care of my nieces. And one of my nieces could not talk or walk. Mm. And my mother took care of her until she was like 16 years old. And we tried to my mother that she could get some help with her. You know, she could have nurses to come in and take her. But my sister had them and was out in the street and just gave my mother custody of them. Now, the first little girl came out okay. You know, everything was all right. But the second one couldn't walk and couldn't talk. And she's still living today. She's still living today. So, I was overwhelmed when I saw that. And I still do things. So I got 9 grandkids and 3 great-grandkids myself. And it ain't nothing in this world that I wouldn't reach out and do for them to the best of my ability. And I've had the chance to bless them with school clothes and take them to school and do stuff that, you know, God put on my heart because that's my blood. And even I do stuff for kids I don't even know. Me and my wife, like, going back to school and people need stuff, we just bless them, bro. We just do whatever we can because if God puts something on your heart, the worst thing you could do is run from it. Run from it and say you ain't going to do it because he'll keep bringing the same thing back to you until you say, okay, God, Holy Spirit, what you want me to do? I've learned that, you know, in my time and praying and asking God to, you know, let it be your will and not mine. I know when I say that prayer there, that I'm going to be led by something other than myself. Because the Holy Spirit is going to lead me and tell me what to do. It's up to me to be obedient. And sometimes it's hard to be obedient when you're into yourself, you know? And you're thinking about yourself. But I have to realize that Jesus Christ is unconditional love.
Yes, sir.
Regardless of what the condition is, Jesus, the only thing he did was show love for everything. Even when they wanted to stone this lady. And Jesus asked them, said, well, which one of y'all ain't never seen before? Let them throw the first stone. Couldn't nobody do anything. And you know, that's what I got to base my life on. And I'm glad to be able to listen to the program tonight. I'm glad you're here, Bishop. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Well, good talk.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're one of the, heroes that's finished talking, one of the heroes. I know we got some more out there. And, you know, we go through a lot, and people don't think so, but, you know, God knows. God knows better to give than receive. And I can think way back of things that happened to me coming up. Amen. One of my aunts many years ago, amen, was in school. She said, boy, get up and get out of here and do make something out of yourself. Amen. So our older parents many years ago, amen, instill a lot into us. Amen. Wasn't much, but sometimes a great word. Amen. All right, the lines are open. Amen. I know, amen, and those of you that are listening, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. You might be able to say something to encourage someone today, tonight. All right, another caller, area code 754, last 4 digits, 1267. Amen, 1267. God bless you. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bishop. I thank God for you. This topic is so dear to my heart because my grandmother, I had a real Madea, and she did not play radio. However, I think now, and I can recall, and I can lean on, and I can trust and believe that I've never known her to tell me anything that didn't come true. I've never known her to lie. And she just mm-hmm. gave you the facts as they were. But one thing I can say, and I remember in 1980, she and I purchased a Bible from Oral Roberts. We paid $10 a month, and that's the Bible. And she told me that this would come to pass, that I would raise my children with that Bible. And I'm so mm-hmm. grateful, because I've always honored her. Her and the other elders, I've always honored them, and she instilled that in me, and I'm so grateful for that today, because I have grandchildren. And even though my children kind of think I'm biased, I promise you I'm not, but grandchildren just really, they really just put the icing on the cake. They just really, really just give me, make me more in awe of what God has given me. And like the word says, to whom much is given, much more is required. And mm-hmm. I thank God from my heart. Like the gentleman prior said, sometimes you give to your blood and you just see people in need. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because we just want to give. And my husband always said, there's no one like you. You give and give and give. But, you know, that's all I know. All I know is when someone has a need, we should try to meet the needs. Because of the love that's in us, God gave us agape love. I don't care what we've done. He's always forgiven us. And I'm just so grateful for that today. I'm grateful to be. Also, last month, I became a Gigi, which is a great Grammy. So I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed. It's like an honor, like being a part of an honorary club when you become a grandparent. And to the fact that when those children see you, children know love, just like they know where there is no love, and they just mm-hmm. draw to you because they want to be loved. And I remember I was once a child looking for love in all the wrong places, but I thank mm-hmm. God that His word never went void. His word never betrayed me. And I'm just so grateful today. And two of my grandsons, now they're becoming teenagers. So two of them have emancipated from my household in the last 2 years. And for me, it's been such a privilege, such an honor. And I love God, and I thank Him that He entrusted me with both my children as well as my mm-hmm. grandchildren. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you, Gigi. Amen. I would put that in my notes. Amen. And carry that around. Amen. A lot of Gigi's out there. Amen. We thank mm-hmm. God for them. Amen. And this is like we say, we want to know that the grandparents, you're not alone. You're not alone. And you know, that love you're giving out, amen, will not go wasted. Will not go wasted. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. And we're moving right along. We have, some old callers. Amen. And you have something to say. We try to get you in. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Our technician will put you in. Amen. And we always give the first your area code and the last four digits. If you want to give your last name, you can, or your first name, you can, but we try to keep this as most anonymous as possible for you to feel relaxed. Amen. You give a scripture, if you will, a vision. Amen. But we just want to draw off of each other from the grassroots level. Amen. Where the rubber meet the road. Sometimes they say, where the rubber meet the road, something we can use that we can work on it. We can work on it. Many, many years ago, I was to go, amen, since I was the oldest of the eight, amen, I get on my English bicycle, Mama gave me a note, I was ride across town, and the little note, amen, and the little note, I didn't know what was in the note, Mama get some sugar and some this, that, and put it in a little bag and say, son, you should try to get you a job, help the family out, try to get you a job, amen. So like I say, many of those little things, many comments, kept me out of the street, kept all of us out of the street. Amen. Will Grandmama help us to survive? Help us to survive. And all of us know that was love. That was love. That was the steering direction of God, steering us to our destination for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God. All right. God bless you. We're talking about, amen, why are grandparents God's heroes? Amen. Why are grandparents God's heroes? I have another caller, area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. Last four digits, 4271. God bless you, Dr. Yonair.
God bless you, Bishop. How you doing?
All right, and you?
All right, all right. I'm sitting and listening to the program tonight, and it's a subject that I think really need to be, you know, you got an investigation. Everybody investigating these days, but I really think that grandparent thing need to be looked at all over again, because I believe you're right that grandparents have a calling on them. Now I haven't heard it put in that term before, but I have been listening to the Lord say some things about it. And you know that with our grandparents, many of our families today, especially, will be terminated. I say they're heroes because, you know, heroes have accomplished something. They have endured life situation. They have endured danger. You see, they've been tricked and got beyond it. They've been misled, but they find their way. You see, this is what it's all about in life. And so I noticed that God says, I think this was in the old covenant. He said, "Now I call the old because they're wise." You see. And I'm looking at God's doing. God have invested every day of our life. We looking at what the Lord does for us, but it's God's investment. You understand? That's the one that keeps us going. It's an investment that endure. His love is investment. You see, and He has given us that down through the years. Until we get to that stage, you see. And I'm saying that because oftentimes, Bishop, you'll be looking at God in a different manner. You'll be looking at Him as the giver, you know, the blesser. But all the time, remember, He said, "I never leave you." So He's investing perfection in us. Am I saying anything? He invests in perfections in us throughout our lives, you see, until we get so that we have grandkids, because God is not just looking at us from at when you get there. He been planning your life all the time. Isn't that so?
Yes.
And when you get there, you see, He knows that Daddy. Your grandson, your son gonna flee. He know your son gonna be taken from the family. He know the wife is gonna drop out. It's kind of difficult to fathom this. But God, He's a God of all mercies. And look at grandparents, how much mercy He poured out into them.
Yes,
look at
sir.
How
yes,
many
sir.
Times they have said, "God, I'm sorry." You understand what I'm trying to say? And God
yes,
forgave
sir.
Them. That has something to do with when you, as you age, you understand, you become a pillar so that God can trust you and use you. You see? Because these grandkids that come, some of them like that, like the brother just said, that the child couldn't walk and she couldn't talk. You need somebody with some love, some tested love in them. To deal
That's
with that.
Right.
And so, yes, so this is what we got to look at this thing. We say God is good, you understand, but he good is a word formulated, you know, to describe something, but he's greater than that. You see what I'm saying? So grandparents are in with you, they are heroes, and everybody need to say so and start treating them. Everybody go bonkers on Mother's Day, and they get their own Father's Day, but somebody need to look at these grandparents and thank God for them, put them ahead. You see what I'm saying? Because God keeps them around for a purpose. Many of them are just as sweet and precious, and they do for glory right now, but God keeps them around because what? He has a plan for them. You see, in these generation now, the computers and all this stuff has replaced relationship, the cell phones, and all this and all that, and our lives are being filled, but we still need grandmama, because grandma knows how to tell you the truth and yet look at you through teary eyes. And that right there is why I call them heroes. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. Very good. Very good. We thank God for, amen. You brought up some great things here. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, is working with us. Amen. This is a mission work. Amen. These latter years, amen, Moses came into ministry. Amen. His late years. Amen. Not only that, but this is a work, season work. Amen. To have mercy, have love, and my grandma and mom, no matter they know how to text, amen, to email and delete and all that, but they can put their arms around you. It costs more, amen. That's a lot of money for somebody to walk up, just put your arms around, and you don't have to pay them nothing. They just plainly love you for who you are. Love
you, know what, Bishop?
That's
you looking at one of the present problems that we have. We spend so much money on our iPods and this and that, and before that one get old, they got another one on the market, and it's a race, and the greater the race is, the more money you spend now. You understand? And then when you're broke, you wind up at grandma's mama. Grandma can out borrow some, cause you banking on that love that she have for you. And poor thing, she had just enough money to make herself comfortable, but yet she's constantly dumping out. You understand? Mm-hmm. On people who would rather gadgets and what have you. In the now, so there's a blessing, there's a fixture that God's have put in older folks, and this is why I just think, and I believe I know I'm telling the truth that God keeps them here. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Even
yes,
though
sir.
They suffer, sometimes God will heal them, and what I'm talking about here, they can still have a wound or situation, and God takes the pain from them and makes them comfortable because he has need for them. Because if he don't do that, Bishop, this generation is finished. The devil is he just fooling all of us. But that's why everybody need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You see?
All right. Thank
so,
you.
So that we can step up. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. Okay, we got another caller. Area code 561, last four digit 3664. God bless you. 561.
God bless you. Greetings, Bishop. How are you?
God bless you.
How are you, Bishop? Good.
Okay, how the weather out there? How the weather?
Hot. You know, they got fires going on in Burbank and Malibu, so, you know, it's really hot. And but anyway, God is still on the throne and he's in control.
Yes,
I came on a little late, but, you know, I'm here now. I just want to come in. First of all, I want to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. So we're talking about mm-hmm. grandparents. Okay, we know mm-hmm. the history that, you know, most of them couldn't read, but they talk to the father, and he yes, respond sir. Back to them. They know, they discern, and they know. And, you know, and I thank God for them because they were the backbone of the family. That kept mm-hmm. that kept the family together. And, you know, their behavior was based on right thinking because yeah. they loved the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and our history shows that, you know, they would get lynched or hung, you know, if they or beat if they, you know, learned how to read, so they didn't want them to think out of the box and be educated. But bringing it up to now, the prayers of the grandparents to the generation now is the one that sustains us and keeps us, because I don't want people to give up on these young people. They are very intelligent, yes. And some of them love the Lord. We just have to pray for them. I mean, you know, obviously, what's going on in society is worldly, and, you know, and it's in the Bible. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to continuously pray and guard and mentor them and make sure that they are going on the right path. You know, but, mm-hmm. you know, they have free will, you know, but we all have been 20 and 19 and did foolish things. But
yes, sir.
Because of our grandparents praying for us and just really seeking God for us, and we not even knowing it, out there just being doing ignorant things, but then God, you decided that you wore out, because the world will wear you out. And then when right. you come and rest, when you come and rest in Him, He would and spend time with Him. I always talk about this when I'm on the radio with you. That you got to study and spend time. Reading a verse is not going to cut it. You got to spend time and lay prostrate and just really cry out. And that's mm-hmm. what our grandparents did. And most black folks, African Americans, or whatever you want to call yourself, they mm-hmm. we're from that history and that culture. Mm-hmm. And it's a blessing to have them in our lives and know what grandma and great grandma done for us mm-hmm. and where we are now. And we give Him all the glory and we give Him the thanks. And that's just something that we can always hold on to and cherish for the rest of our days, because it's all positive. And of course they know how to manage their money. You know, the young people, you know, they're getting caught up on the commercials and the celebrities, what they're wearing, what, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, and half of them are broke, you know, but it's just, it's just an illusion, you know, so, but, you know, and that's what it is. And I thank you, right. you know, for being in my life, you know what I'm saying? Cause okay. that's a blessing. And God tell us to be around godly people, you know, and that's how we're going to grow. And we have to continuously pass that on. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. And you, man, stay safe out there in California. We thank God for your call. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. Today, wherever this broadcast will be heard, you can also, many of you can go back to www.jciministries.org. Amen. And go to our website, and you can pick up this program through Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We go to our website, www.jciministries.org, as well as the grandparents have a website. You'd be surprised. There's so many different sites there. And one of them do have, one of the callers brought up, amen, they do have a grandparent day. Amen. Some recognize in July the 26th. Amen. One of the websites, www.grandparently.com. Amen. So there's much information, and we're praying, amen, this program will be a nucleus towards that. Amen. We've been thinking on creating a a club been coming to my mind, grandparent club, amen. But I'm quite sure, amen, there's a lot need to be done, more for grandma. We can't throw grandpa away now because he can't go fishing, amen. He can't go playing a little golf or playing some checkers, amen. He's giving up a lot too as well, amen. So Papa, he's hanging in there. He's hanging in there. All right, amen. We're talking about why are grandparents God's heroes, and all we can hear, amen, on this subject, amen. It might not be much, but sitting in the rocking chair, amen, reading and fanning, or just walking around holding the child's hand, amen. You don't know what child that child is gonna be. Amen. The last caller said, we don't throw them away. We don't throw them away. It's a gifted man. The enemy is after the children. The enemy is after our children, and the heroes are stepping in. All right, area code 561, last four digits, 4556. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you.
It's a blessing to be. It's a blessing to be here. I just want to thank God. For you, Bishop, you are an awesome man of God, a parent, a grandparent. You just all that to me, you and Mother. I thank God for y'all, for your guidance, for your love and your compassion and your boldness. I just want to say to everybody that spoke, God bless you all. It's time to help the older saints get back on the off the sideline and get back into the race. Let them know we love them, we need them, and we got to hold their arms up like the children of Israel did Moses, so they can continue to fight the fight of faith through prayer, through counseling, through everything, through the gifts of the anointing. And we got to listen and obey and just fight the fight of faith, because we are in these last days. And we got to stand fast on the word and what we've been taught. Amen. That's all I have to say. I don't have nothing fancy, but that's what I have to say tonight.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. And the missus wants to say something. Praise the Lord.
All right. All right. Go right ahead.
This is Co-Pastor Tanya Hicks Brown. I just wanted to say, you know, I just got through my two grandbabies, grandsons, one is 6, one is 7. We just introduced them to a camp that's going on at my school this summer. And so I have, might as well say, 3 grandchildren. You know, I'll be 55 this year. And, you know, I just thank God for the opportunity to be a grandmother. And grandparents bring some wisdom, you know, to the table. I know you mentioned that several times. Different people have mentioned it. But they bring some wisdom to the table. It's a joy. It's a pleasure, me and my husband, to get the boys and, you know, in the morning before they go to camp or school and teach them how to pray, you know. Like you said, you can't just leave them to the TV and the cartoons and whatnot, but, you know, you can be that extra, that helper. You know, I have the blessing of having my daughter stays down on the other end of the house. We got a 4-bedroom. She's on one end. We're down on the other. And so the grandchild has the blessing of being, you know, of having grandparents in his life. You know, so many people now live far away, you know, from their family. You know, one family member might be in another state, you know, or several states away. But I, you know, we've had the blessing of having the grandkids right here, and you know, seeing them grow up, and it's just a pleasure, and being able to pour into them, you know, the Bible. You know, my little grandson, you know, in the evening, you know, when his parents sent him to bed, you know, he found out that grandma likes the Bible, so he'll cut in here, you know, and make sure he'll bring that Bible with him. That buys him some extra time, you know, because we're going to read to him, you know, out of his children's Bible where he can understand it and teach him some truths
And it's mm-hmm. it's just it's such an enrichment to our lives, you know. But mm-hmm. certainly we understand the importance of being able to give that love, you know. Parents are young parents, you know, which is the case of our grandparents. Our grandchildren, they have young parents, and they're doing, I guess, the best they can. But we're so glad that we're able to plug in some of the gaps, you know, and help them with reading, help them with, you know, it's just we see where we are such a blessing to them, you know. You know, they have that extra input, that extra love, that extra support, you know. And so I want to give a shout out to all the other grandparents out there. Keep on keeping on. You're making a difference.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for all we call you. Amen. I feel blessed tonight. This is God's message. It's not mine. I say all the time on the radio when it come on, you know, through the Holy Spirit in prayer and meditation. Amen. We need to, we're heaven bound, but we're still living here. Amen. A lot of time our people, God's people are being destroyed because the enemy want to say you isolated, don't have nobody going through what you're going through. Amen. This generation, all of them are not going to be lost. Amen. The grandparents are standing there with their sword in their hand, their shield, their buckler. Amen. And they're still swinging behind closed doors. They're the coaches. They're the coaches. They're hidden coaches. Amen. Prayer warriors. Amen. There your grandpa right there praying. Amen. You might not think so, but a lot of them prayed us through. Prayed us through. Amen. We got about, give me about 3 more minutes here because we got to go into prayer. Amen. But we can take 3 more calls. Amen. If you'd like to share in your comments are very precious. Amen. Your experience. Amen. What you have learned. We learn from one another. Amen. We're hoping and praying that you can call someone and tell someone about this broadcast. You can go to, amen, Doctrine of Truth Blog Talk Radio. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can go to Doctrine of Truth there. Amen. Find us on the web. And you can review this programming. Review this programming and share with others. Maybe you may just start one at your home, start one in the community. Amen. We all need to be community-minded. Amen. The saints have to be community-minded. Amen. Even though your child might not be living there, amen, but you'd be surprised. There's some still grandmamas love everybody. You can start your little house prayer, little club, grandparent club, and see what you have in your community. See what you have in your community. There are many websites. Amen. www.grandparently.com. There's www.grandparentchildconnection.org. You just go on your computer and go to the web and type in grandparent and search. And you'll be surprised. You will be surprised. Amen. All right. We can have one more caller. Amen. We can have one more caller. Amen. Or someone. We'll continue to share. We're talking about grandparents, and you need it. You need it. You need to, what has been said, to go, amen. You don't have to worry about Mother's Day, Father's Day. Make a grandparent day for your family, amen. Have a grandparent, like was brought up one of the sisters, have a Gigi day, amen. Great-great-granddad, grandparent day, amen. When y'all come together, I know some time of the year you have these family reunions, and a lot of money being given to the young people to get there. Amen. Sometimes a lot of money being given, amen, for the young adults to get there. Remind our young adults, amen, the seniors are important. We are important. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Area code 305. 4271. God bless you. God bless you. Doctor, you're on air.
Bishop, as I was listening to the program, I was reminded of how God says to generations back, like he told Isaac and Jacob and all of them. He said, now, your father, you see what I'm saying, walk before mm-hmm. me. You see what
yeah.
I'm saying? So if grandparents, I see, is investment even in today, because
yeah.
when a person had, when they walk with the Lord, they somebody. And to have
yes,
all that poured on them throughout their life until their old age, it's a treasure, it's a jewel, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this is why I think that God smiles on older people, because
mm-hmm.
he loves us all, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But to have
mm-hmm.
a person all them years yet looking to the Lord, and the main thing is, if you're wrong, you know, like my
mm-hmm.
mom, she used to say all the time, she said, baby, now, I don't know what I'm wrong, she said, but according to the scripture, as far as I understand, I'm right. You see, and so you know, like one brother just said, they're a wealth of information, and they don't
yes,
double dribble. You see, they say some is simple, and one other thing, and I'm done, is that people look today. I mean, that's old school, that's old
uh-huh.
folky there. But why
mm-hmm.
is God smiling on the old school? I don't get it, you know. But
amen.
He loves people to call on Jesus. And they used,
yes.
to, they used to go to the altar, Jesus, 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 until
mm-hmm.
they said
mm-hmm.
call it a breakthrough, but the Spirit of God would hover over them and everybody start rejoicing. Now, why do God still like the old school, you know? That's my thinking, you know. But grandparents are a treasure.
Amen. Lead us into a prayer while you're going off there. About a short prayer real quickly.
Yeah, dear Lord, we are ever grateful for your presence. We thank you for the subject. We thank you for your great love that you have for us all. We ask you to bless all the listeners and those that spoke, especially, oh God, that justification and judgments, oh God, would be settled at the homes. We thank you for, oh God, taking good care of us. Help us through this hour. Help Bishop and his endeavors in Jesus' precious name. The glory and honor of God. We say amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, would you give us one more? Give us one more caller. Amen. Have another prayer. Amen. A short prayer. All right. God bless you. 754-1267.
Father God, we come
you.
Before you, giving thanks, honor, and praise. Father, bless Bishop for the subject matter. Bless him, Lord, for his heart. Bless him, Lord, he continues to teach and direct and lead us, and we follow him as he follows Christ. Father, bless each and every parent, each and every grandparent, each and every child. But, Father, we know that it takes an entire village to raise one child. And, Lord, I thank you for all the interested love that's on this call. I ask that you bless each and every home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We love you all. My heart is full. Tonight, we'll be seeing everyone on the board. Amen. Able to say something, but thank God for you being here, because I know this message is going to be taken to others and your heart is well filled. Amen. And the Bible said that, you know, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And I feel that the establishment of a mission for the grandparents have been set up and are going to be set up. Amen. And Father, we thank you. God, we ask you to bless these people now, oh God, far and near. Amen. Quench their heart and strengthen their heart. Give them the strength that they need. Lord, give them the strength that they need. The anointing that you have put on them, which we understand the anointing is strength. The strength that the grandparents, the anointing you have given them, amen, Lord, to endure. Endure with smiles, endure in pain. Amen. Endure in lack of understanding. And Lord, we ask you to bless them now continuously. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. We thank you so much for coming by. Amen. And sitting in the studio. Amen. For all of you from California. Amen. Tallahassee, all of Miami, Palm Beach County. Amen. Carolina, many more that are looking and listening. Until next time, continue to pray one for another. Amen. And go get Grandma. And don't forget Grandpa. Give him a hug. Give him a hug. Bring him some lemonade. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.